because I have two granddaughters. And my oldest granddaughter, Penelope, is 5. She believes that she is bisexual. And my other granddaughter is 2 years old, and she believes she is trans. And we also have a very bright young lady in my office named Hillary Bedell, and she has to be the biggest fan of that Disney movie in the entire United States. So she came up with a very brilliant idea that to raise awareness of the American public, we might employ Disney to come up with some public service announcements and use Elsa and Anna and Sven and Olaf to touch. I once Disney and I had an opportunity to speak to an executive there and explain to why we wanted Disney's assistance. I said, we've taught an entire generation about the Arctic. Unfortunately, the Arctic that we've taught them about is a fantasy kingdom in Norway, where everything is nice. And I said, what we really need to do is educate the American youth about the plight of the Pacific, about the fawn kingdom, about Alaskan bears, football, one of which is falling into the sea with a lack of sea ice. And as I continued to talk, I could see the acceptance getting more and more perplexed. And so that I do not understand. Now, here at Disney, it's in our culture to tell stories that project optimism and not happiness. So we're regrouping on our storyline. We still have Disney and Disney.